Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
But first, there are developments on two fronts today as Illinois tries to get a handle on the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Pritzker says the city of Chicago could finally allow limited indoor food and beverage service as soon as tomorrow, based on the latest COVID-19 metrics. And the state has also updated its guidance for getting youth sports back on track. Here's WBBM's Andy Dane.
All Illinois regions are officially out of the strictest virus restrictions, and that may give the green light to certain sporting events.
I hear and I see and I feel the passion around youth sports.
Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
The guidance outlines when only trainings can be permitted versus when intra-conference play can be allowed.
In certain regions, including Will and Kankakee counties, sports deemed medium risk, such as soccer and volleyball, can hold contests within regions and conferences, while suburban Cook County and Chicago remain under tighter rules.
Sports like basketball or football or wrestling pose a higher risk compared to track and field or baseball.
The IHSA board is set to meet and determine when winter sports can begin. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, Chicago Public Schools and the Chicago Department of Public Health today announced details of their own plan to vaccinate thousands of eligible staff and teachers under Phase 1B of the city's vaccination plan. CPS CEO Dr. Janice Jackson says while some teachers will be eligible for vaccinations on Monday, it could be weeks or months before they get the shots.
There is nothing we want more than to get the shots in the arms of our dedicated staff. If we could vaccinate everyone today, we would do it.
At the same time, teachers in the district are headed for a showdown over in-person learning that is supposed to start on Monday for grades K through 8. Many teachers say they will not return to the classroom until they are vaccinated. Seniors in two suburban counties who need assistance with food during the pandemic are finding themselves on a waiting list because federal aid for those programs has run out. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with that story.
Lisa, Mary Lynn Krolak runs the DuPage and Kane County Senior Citizens Councils, which has had to suspend its Meals on Wheels program for about 500 seniors. She says that's because federal and state funding for the programs has dried up while the pandemic has greatly increased the need.
We increased our volume by 40%, and that is still where this pandemic has left us, with a 40% increase.
Krolak says even if more government funding is approved, it will take months for that money to get to her organization. She hopes more people will donate to help restore at least some of the deliveries, and donations are being accepted on the DuPage and Kane County Senior Council's websites. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Inspector General's office in Chicago has issued what it calls urgent recommendations on police handling of search warrants. An attempt to straighten things out following the well-publicized wrong raid on the home of Anjanette Young.
The IG's office says it's told Police Superintendent David Brown that information used to obtain search warrants should be verified and corroborated. And the IG says Brown agrees and has accepted what the Inspector General is calling urgent recommendations. Brown says he has appointed a search warrant committee within the police department to review policies and procedures. This all fall follows the release of police body cam video of the wrong raid on the home of Anjanette Young 2 years ago. Video where Young is sobbing and repeatedly telling officers they have the wrong house. The IG is already looking into possible misconduct by the mayor's office and other city offices in the handling of the release of the body cam video. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We're expecting an update from court this afternoon following an initial hearing for the fourth person facing charges in last month's shooting death of retired Chicago firefighter Dwayne Williams. Police took 19-year-old Jalen Salisbury into custody Tuesday afternoon after he was extradited from Pennsylvania. He's suspected of being part of a crew that tried to steal Williams' car in the parking lot of a popcorn store at 118th and Western. The shootout that followed killed Williams, who was 65 years old. Naperville's Zoning Commission says it's received nearly 2,000 written comments from residents weighing in on a proposed mosque complex, and it says 80% are in favor of the project. Lawyer Len Munson represents the Islamic Center of Naperville and disputes rumors that the mosque would be the largest in the Midwest.
In Villa Park and Bridgeview, there are two, you might be able to call them regional mosques, that are much, much larger than what we're planning. Those exist right now.
The public will get a chance to vocally weigh in on the Islamic Center of Naperville's plans on February 3rd. And new numbers from the federal government show just how much the coronavirus pandemic has affected traffic at O'Hare Airport. The FAA says the city's big airport saw more than 538,000 takeoffs and departures during 2020, but that's 41% below 2019 levels. And the busiest days at O'Hare last year were all in mid-March, right before government-imposed travel restrictions.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.